AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Senator Marco Rubio tells ABC's This Week that when it comes to being a possible running mate for former President Donald Trump, the presumptive Republican nominee,
I've never talked to Donald Trump. I've never talked to anybody on his team or family or inner circle about vice president. That's a decision he's going to make. He has plenty of really good people to pick from.
He also said that ISIS remains a threat to the U.S., as ISIS has claimed responsibility for the attack in a Moscow suburb that killed now 137 people. Russia has ignored the ISIS claims of responsibility and said the attackers have ties to Ukraine, something the U.S. said is not true. Former President Trump faces a deadline tomorrow to come up with a bond of more than $460 million to satisfy a judgment against him in New York. And Pope Francis, he celebrated Palm Sunday Mass in St. Peter's Square, but did not say a homily. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Wisconsin has an election April 2nd. While the presidential nominations are sewn up, there are still important matters for voters to decide. Here's Mike Moan.
Groups like All Voting is Local still implore voters to turn out for Wisconsin's April 2nd election. State Director Sam Liebert points to municipal and county-level races. And there's a proposed constitutional amendment to ban private grants and helping fund local offices that administer elections. It's an idea his group opposes.
I think the real question and the real issue at hand is, why are our elections and their administrators underfunded? There's so much concern about third-party funding. Let's have that discussion in the state budget, at our local levels.
The ballot question was pushed by GOP lawmakers who say these functions need to be shielded from any undue influence. In 2020, Wisconsin communities received grants from Mark Zuckerberg to help election clerks manage needs during the pandemic. Liebert argues permanently restricting donations would undermine election integrity, noting potential meddling from bad actors both foreign and domestic. And opponents of the question say election administrators are dealing with aging infrastructure and in some cases a lack of volunteers. As for the spring vote, Liebert says Wisconsinites could ease some of the pressure by casting a ballot early.
If they're able to vote early in person, that's a great opportunity. It helps make the lines go faster on election day.
Another proposed constitutional amendment Republicans have placed on the statewide ballot asks to further clarify who should be allowed to serve as a poll worker. That question also is opposed by many pro-democracy groups. This is Mike Moan for Wisconsin News Connection. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Bucks host the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A special night tonight at the Bucks game in Milwaukee, the Women's Empowerment Game, honoring career women in the workplace. Brooke Lopez.
You know, I'm proud to be a part of the Women's Empowerment Game. It's fantastic to see the NBA push such an important holiday, support it. You know, I have two nieces myself. They love sports, love coming to my games, watching me, you know, and I want to be like my older brothers. They want to be like me as well. They play basketball, play sports, you know. To show little girls that there's a chance for them to be pro basketball players or be sideline reporters, you know, be whatever it is to be around the sport of basketball that they love, that's really cool, you know. And I've been with through my whole career, you know, see where they are now. Katie George, you know, Sarah Kustak, all those people, you know, doing great things. So proud of you guys. And you guys are showing these little girls how it's supposed to be done.
That's the Bucks' Brooke Lopez. From Five Serve Forum, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Our meteorologist, Rodney Price, will see some snow across the area for today. Should not amount to a whole lot, though, with temperatures in the upper 30s, cloudy skies, gusty southeast winds. We'll see a mix of rain and snow in the evening, changing to all rain. Temperatures will be in the middle 30s. It's 33 at our studios.
Spring is the best time to sell your home. The Madison Market is hot right now, so get ahead of the spring rush and list your home today with the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com is your resource with listings updated every 15 minutes, easy and convenient virtual or in-person showings and meetings. Aaron Weber Group makes your selling experience perfect. Move to Madison.com. Rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. Move to Madison.com. Spring is in the air.
Don't you love an extra $100 in your pocket? Have a TurboTax expert file your taxes for you by March 31st to get $100 back instantly. Because no matter what moves you made last year, TurboTax makes them count. That means getting $100 back and 100% accurate taxes only from Intuit TurboTax. Must file by 3/31. Credit only applicable to federal filing fees with TurboTax full service. Offer can be modified or terminated at any time.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
AM 1400 WRJN.
The music of the stars is on the air. Disaster movies, including the one that inspired Airplane. 1980. And there was one before that, but...
Up next, a high-stakes, high-flying thriller released by Paramount in 1957. This is a movie you might well recognize, even if you haven't seen it. Zero Hour. Dan Andrews stars as a former fighter pilot traumatized by his actions during World War II. Fate plays a cruel trick when Andrews must take the controls of a passenger plane to prevent it from crashing after the pilots fall ill. So you've got Andrews as Ted Stryker, a damaged pilot forced to fly again. Then there's Ted's gruff former commanding officer who must now reluctantly help him out from the ground. Additionally, you'll witness an awkward scene in the cockpit between the pilots and a young boy named Joey, plus a toxic fish dinner. Every one of those plot points resurfaced in nearly identical fashion 23 years later in the 1980 comedy Airplane. The connection is entirely intentional. Airplane creators David Zucker, Jerry Zucker, and Jim Abrams liberally borrowed from Zero Hour's plot, even hijacking some of its dialogue. What's really remarkable is the genius displayed by Abrams and the Zucker brothers. They turned a taut drama into one of the great comedies of its time, and they did it by, at times, changing nothing but the tone. Zero Hour is itself an adaptation, taken from a Canadian television drama, Flight into Danger. Both were written by a young Brit named Arthur Haley. Haley had flown for the Royal Air Force during World War II, undoubtedly had a few hair-raising experiences of his own. 11 years after Zero Hour, Haley wrote a massive bestseller reworking the aviation disaster theme, Airport. And 2 years later, it was adapted into a hit film that foretold the barrage of disaster movies in the 1970s. This is from 1957, directed by Hal Bartlett, also with Sterling Hayden, Linda Darnell, and former pro football great Elroy Crazy Legs Hirsch. Zero Hour.
Put yourself in this man's place. Aboard a transcontinental plane, suddenly half the passengers, including your own son, are struck by a paralyzing, deadly illness. And then in the midst of the panic and confusion, the stewardess tells you to come forward to the pilot's compartment. This is what you find. A pilotless plane running wild in a stormy sky.
Can you fly this airplane and land it?
No.
Not a chance.
You're the only chance we've got.
How could he fly a plane again after the horrible experience that had sapped his courage and ruined his life? But only he, among all the passengers, had any chance at all to save them, even though it was one in a thousand.
This is Cross Canada Charter, flight 714, in distress. Come in, anyone.
I want you to get on a horn and talk this guy down. You'll have to talk him onto the approach. And so help me, you'll have to talk him right down to the ground.
Captain, he's below 700 now and he's still going down.
Stryker, you can't come straight in. You've got enough fuel left for 2 hours flying. You've got to stay up there till we get a break in the weather.
Listen, Trelevin, I'm coming in. Do you hear me? I'm coming in right now.
In front of him, the bewildering array of instruments that blur before his frantic eyes. Beside him, the woman who had once loved him. And behind him, a plane load of frantic passengers.
Ted, we're falling, Ted, we're falling!
Knows Don.
Captain, how soon can you land?
I can't tell.
You can tell me I'm a doctor.
No, I mean I'm just not sure.
Or can't you take a guess?
Well, not for another 2 hours.
You can't take a guess for another 2 hours?
No. I mean we can't land for another 2 hours. Fog has closed down everything this side of the mountains. We've got to get through to Chicago.
There's a song in that movie. Peggy King.
Makes an idol our pleasant
is my good friend.
You'd better tell the captain we've got to land as soon as we can. This woman has to be gotten to a hospital.
A hospital? What is it?
It's a big building with patients, but that's not important right now. Tell the captain I must speak to him.
Certainly. Excuse me, sir. It's been a while.
For dinner tonight?
Well, we had a choice, steak, fish.
Yes, yes, I remember I had lasagna.
Whistling, by the way, was done by Muzzy Marcellino out of Milwaukee. Here's Johnny Desmond.
And I give my heart forever.
stars Johnny Desmond. The music of the stars with Michael Bublé.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide, starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, because we're together, weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. Just say the words and we'll beat those birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. So come fly with me, let's fly. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide, starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear all the angels cheer, because we're together. Say those words and we'll beat those birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's so perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
What is it, Doctor? What's going on?
I'm not sure. I haven't seen anything like this since the Anita Bryant concert. What was it we had for dinner tonight?
Well, we had a choice, steak, fish.
Yes, yes, I remember I had lasagna. What did he have?
He had fish. Doctor, there are two more sick people and the rest of the passengers are worried.
I'll take care of the passengers. Find out what the two sick people had for dinner. This is Captain Over speaking.
Been a little bumpy up here, but we'll be past it in a few minutes. A couple points of interest. We're now flying over Hoover Dam, and a little later on, we'll pass just to the south of the Grand Canyon. Meanwhile, relax and enjoy your flight, okay?
Chicago, this is flight 209-er. We're in trouble. We've got to have all traffic below us cleared, and I want a priority approach and landing in Chicago.
Oh, stewardess, my husband's very sick. Can you do something, please?
Well, the doctor will be with you in just a moment. One thing, do you know what he had for dinner?
Yes, of course, we both had fish. Why?
Oh, it's nothing to do. We'll be back to you very quickly.
Take off in the blue. Once I
get you up there where the air is rarefied. We'll just fly starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You'll make here angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. Just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Once I get you up there where the air is rarefied, we'll just fly starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day.
Seat of a John Deere.
Neil Hefti. Christie wrote that. Here's Peggy Lee.
Walk the waterfront. Hear the seagulls cry.
So you can save big.
I'm proud to say, Mr. Vicious, that my weight has finally stabilized. My top weight is 115. From here on down, I don't want to talk about it. Do you understand that?
That's Kay Ballard.
You know, I started out in this business doing impressions. And right now, I'm going to do about 15 impressions because this is the land of the biggies, isn't it? The big stars. Well, I'm going to do 15 people who have never appeared here. I'm going to call them out fast, and Arthur is going to, you're going to call them out fast, and I'm going to try to do them.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
And be careful of that swimming suit.
I know. No, I'll take good care of it.
All right.
All right,
go.
You ready? Okay. This is Betty Davis.
Wait a minute. Some oldies and some newies. Go ahead.
Right. Here's an oldie, but a goodie. Okay. Betty Davis. Betty Davis in an Italian movie.
Subtitles, we're rolling. Go ahead, quickly.
Barbara Stanwyck.
Welcome to the Big Valley. Come on, quick, we're rolling.
Okay.
Kay Ballard, all right, I'm going to surprise you. Kay Ballard introduced Fly Me to the Moon before anybody. And just to prove it, here she is.
Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore.
other words.
Phyllis Diller. This is still Phyllis Diller.
Passes by. I'm gonna get in step while there's still time left before the parade passes by. I'm gonna get some life back into my life. I'm ready to move. My life with the rest of them, with the best of them, I can hold my head up high. I've got a goal again, I've got a drive again, I'm gonna feel my heart coming alive again before the parade passes by. Look at that crowd over there, listen and hear that. The cymbals crash and the sparklers light the sky. I'm gonna raise the roof, I'm gonna carry on. Give me an old trombone, give me an old baton before the parade passes by.
Don't tell me not to live. Just sit and putter. Life's candy and the sun's a ball of butter. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade. Don't tell me not to fly. I simply got to. If someone takes a spill, it's me and not you. Who told you you're allowed to rain on my parade? I'll march my band out. I'll beat my drum. And if I'm found out, turn at bat, sir. At least I didn't fake it, hat, sir. I guess I didn't make it, but whether I'm the rose of sheer perfection, a freckle on the nose of life's complexion, the cinder or the shiny apple of its eye. I gotta fly once, I gotta try once, only can die once, right, sir. Ooh, life is juicy, juicy, and you see my bite, sir. Get ready for me, love, 'cause I'm a comer. I simply gotta march, my heart's a drummer. Don't bring around a cloud of rain on my parade. I'm gonna live and live now. Get what I want, I know how. Hey, Mr. Onstein, here I am. I'll march my band out. I'll beat my drum. And if I'm found out, your turn at bat, sir. At least I didn't fake it, hat, sir. I didn't make it. Get ready for me, love, 'cause I'm a comer. I simply gotta march my heart to remind.
Roxanne.
The show is called Parade, and my name is Sammy Davis Jr.
The music of the star. Civic Media.
If I am fancy free and I love to wander, it's just the gypsy in my soul. There's something calling me from way out yonder. It's just the gypsy in my soul. I've gotta give in to my emotion. I'm only content having my way. There is no other life of which I'm fonder. It's just the gypsy in my soul. Gypsy in my soul.
Seminestico. Time's up. That's really sorry that time has gone by, and this is one of them. The Music of the Stars are on Sundays, 7 till noon central, on most of these civic media radio network stations. Chart Vaquero. Here's Nat Cole, the Music of the Stars.
You're mine, magnificent obsession, the greatest wonder on this earth. Taj Mahal and other splendors, to me really have no words. You're mine, magnificent possession, a treasure lent me from above. As long as I have breath within me,
this is Lou Regani. Thanks for listening. Next week, more of the same, or right now, for more stuff, check into civicmedia.us podcasts. And around the world at civicmedia.us for the Music of the Stars. And until we meet again, keep your dreams alive. Reach for the stars.
You're mine, magnificent possession, a treasure lent me from above. As long as I have breath within me, you'll be my one.
Recognizing the greats, even if you never heard of them. The music of the stars. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're my magnificent obsession.
You are never far away from me. When we part, I hold your memory. You linger in my sadness in the word goodbye, because you're always in my heart, my friends. Wherever you may be, I never far away from me.
Good night.
Oh,
listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.